Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio for Mexicali and Imperial Valley. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt. And as a reminder, like I've mentioned, it is May. Today's May 1st. And May is National Mental Health Month. So we're going to be talking all kinds of mental health this month and all kinds of programs. But today we have Rose Holmes. She is a facilitator for the National Alliance of Mental Illness. Mental Illness. Yes. NAMI, short for NAMI. Welcome back, Rose.
Thank you.
So, you know, one quick question. Facilitator, you're the facilitator. Now, do facilitators, they get trained by NAMI, they get certified, correct?
Yes.
Do all NAMI facilitators, are they all in recovery, or can it be just also family members?
It can also be family members.
Okay, or it can be anybody
Absolutely.
In the community? How about anyone?
As long as the only requirements to participate in any program in NAMI is that you have personal experience and that either you yourself suffer from a mental illness or a family member that has someone that suffers from mental illness and, of course, they're closely involved with them.
Okay.
And that's it. Now, anyone that, you know, I've had people call me that said they'd love to volunteer because they love the cause and they believe in the cause, but unfortunately, when it comes to the facilitating part, they're not qualified for that. But there's always administration, there's always paperwork, there's always, you know, other administrative things that people can do. So,
like you mentioned, NAMI is a nonprofit organization.
Yes.
So what is NAMI doing? What do they have going for events and for NAMI to
continue? Well, let me tell you what we have coming May 3rd. We have our 2014 NAMI Walk, and it's a 5K run in San Diego County. And what's so neat about that is that I'm looking at the donations that are coming in, and it is amazing how people give to such a great cause. And all that comes in goes towards the research, goes towards the programs, goes towards the classes that are
given. The trainings?
Yeah, all of it goes back into the program. And it's going to be May 5th, and the check-in time is at
May
5th
or May 3rd?
May 3rd. May 3rd. I don't know why I say May. I saw the
Cinco
5K,
de Mayo.
It's
because you're thinking about Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, there we go. That is a good holiday, too. but May 3rd, and check-in time is at 7:30, and then they start at 9. And then it's going to be at NTC Park, Liberty Station, San Diego. And that's the old military base. I don't know if people are familiar, but it's off of Rosecrans, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But you can just go to NAMI.org and see all the information on it. And if you have any questions, you're more than free to give them a call. But that's what's going on right now for NAMI. And then throughout the year, they have different events that go on. And, of course, we have a NAMI newsletter that I pick up and I distribute. And if anybody wants us to distribute any of our newsletters, please feel free to give me a call. I'll give my phone number at the end of the segment. And I'll be more than happy to come by every month and bring newsletters to their office to distribute to anyone that walks in.
Okay. Wow. So
that's what's going on.
Yeah. Do they have, like, does NAMI have ongoing events and donations? Because it is expensive, you know. Especially right now, nonprofits, the economy is in recuperation right now. It's not at where it was before. But it usually the nonprofit organizations get affected a lot. And if it weren't for the nonprofit organizations, a lot of people wouldn't know, you know, there's They provide a lot of good resources.
You know, the funny thing about that is it's up and down, to be honest. But you'd be surprised how many people dig in their pockets and give, of course.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.